Okay, Zech Nishmas Avimori Yachar Yisrael Pinchas, Zech Nishmas Daniel Shena, Bas Yeshua Falak. Okay, this week's Parsha, Parsha's Korach. Vayikach Korach ben Yitzhar ben Gehoz ben Levi, Vedosam Vaviram ben Elion Olofels ben Ruvain, says Unkelis, Vayikach Korach is Peleg Korach. So is peleg, is plukta, machlokas, cut off, split off. So we have to understand the what exactly was going on here with Korach, what was his kavanas, what was... And if you look in the... In the Gemara, in the Med, one second, about the discussing Korach, the Gemara Sanhedrin on page 6. The Gemara says, Ikach Korach, Omar Reish Lokish, Shalokach Mekach Ra La Atzmo. He made a bad deal for himself, Korach. Lokach Mekach Ra La Atzmo. So what was the bad deal? And then he says, Korach shanasa korcha b'Yisrael. Korach is like a bald spot. So what exactly was the mekach ra of Korach? And then is a Zohar HaKadosh on page 14. So it says here at the beginning in the Zohar, page 14, on the first arrow, three lines from the beginning, Korach Rodif Basad Alav Delay. Then they have the Hebrew translation. Korach Rodif Achar Shalom Shalom. Ibn Shalom Achachar Lo Hivriach. He was trying to get something that wasn't his. And then he says, in the Hebrew, Machlokas Cholok Al Shalom. He was Cholok Al Shalom. But then, in the next paragraph in the Zohar, he says, about Shabbos. Because the world couldn't be in existence without Shabbos, and Shabbos is representing Shalom. Because in the previous paragraph it says that Korach was Cholek al HaShalom. And then the next paragraph says that the Korach Asali is Gam HaShalom de Eva. Korach was Hogim the Shalom. Which perhaps is meaning that Shabbos is Shalom, and Korach was Cholek al HaShalom, was Cholek al Shabbos. So what is that idea? That Korach is as it says in the first paragraph, he's Pogim the Shalom. And Shabbos is the Shalom, it says right after. So in essence, Korach was Pogim Kedusha Shabbos. So what exactly does that mean? That Korach was Cholek al HaShabbos, according to the Zohar, he was Pogim Shabbos, and what is that referring to? So the Tiferet Shloimeh of Radomsk on page 16 says something which the Lechem, the Drashas Lechem Shloimeh of Shlomo Zalman Ehrenreich. One of the last conversations I had with Rav Yehuda Kellermer Zatzal was about Rav Shlomo Zalman Ehrenreich. It was a big gaon, smile.
Is this the one
that was my Rebbe. It was my Rebbe, the one in Eretz Kamakolo. Right. Now whether they that Ehrenreich and this Ehrenreich are related, I'm not, definitely not his son. I don't think. It was many years before. But he was one of my Rebbeim in Kerem Biavna, the one there at Chemdakol. And this was a Fash of a Rav in Hungary years ago. So the Tiferet Shloimeh on page 16. Rav Lachem B'nei Levi. He says, Yinei Matzinu B'briya Sa'olam Haya Kavonis Abriya She efshar la'olam below manik ador. In other words, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world is there should be a manik, there should be a mashpia and a makabel. You know, it shouldn't just be, in other words, the concept of kol ha'eda k'ruvav kadoshim, you know, is important, but that doesn't preclude the concept that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants there should be a leader and people following the leader to give order. Yinei matzinu b'briya sa'olam haya kavodas ha'briya she'efshar la'olam b'lo manik hador. V'al pi ha'emes nikra ha'tzadik hazeh yisod olam she'kol hashpos holchim l'socho mitocho nimshach l'chol la'olam. The tzadik is a mashpia to the rest of the generation. He says, Yinei matzinu b'sheshish yimei breshish nifcha yom ha'shvi. In other words, Hashem doesn't want that we just have 7 equal days. There's one day that's mashpia on the rest of the week. The famous Zohar Kodesh, Hachi Tana, Kol Bichoyim Del Eilu V'Tosso B'Yom HaShvi Talyan. That all the bracha of the week is Toloi on the previous Shabbos. So that's a very important Zohar. Kol Berchayim de Le'elu V'tosso B'yom HaShvi Talyan. So the same thing, and that's what the Smoil Rav of the Drashas Lachem Shlomo says, that Korach was saying, we don't need a leader. Kol La'eda Kulam Kadoshim. So why do they consider themselves leaders? Moshe and Aaron. But we see, no, that in essence, the Smoil Rav explained, and he's saying something similar here, with the Lachem Shlomo, that Shabbos is a mashpia. So basically, the attitude of Korach is cholik al Shabbos. Because the concept of Shabbos is, no, there's the 6 days, but there is a manhig, a mashpia, on the rest of the days. And he's so to say that kol ha'ido kulam kadoshim, and we don't need any of mashpia, is in essence we call it Gala Shabbos. So that's what the Smoil Rav, the Lechem Shloimeh, where the Gedolim in Hungary. Yeah, I'm going to show it to you at the end of the packet here. Yeah. Drashas Lechem Shloimeh on page 26. Yeah, Pimasha Kosov. That here, a page in the last column, Masha Mazeshamati Bidodi of Naftali. The Farsh Pasha Srosh, Ober Moshe Rabbeinu Boker Vyoda Hashem. Kosov Rashi Gvulos Cholakadosh Baruch Hu B'la'al Nomo. Shem Shi Efshar. Shem Shi Iyato. Yochol lahafoch boker leerev erev leboker kach yato yochol hafoch shemoshel lo yemelach va'arukol gadol. The Mizrach Kodesh Kosev the korach cholok al Shabbos tzarech bir, lalan yishlom et tkach omar she'ein tzarech roshumani. Ki kol ha'idah kulam kadoshim. Rotzo yesh kol apin shavim. Everything's equal. Zeu neged ha'shabbos. Ki Shabbos mora, she tzarech she'ein echad manig u'moshol. Ki Shabbos pachos l'nichbad. So, in other words, something lower should be subordinate to a higher thing. So that's the idea here. The Korach was cholek ala Shabbos, and that's what the Tiferes Shlomo says, a similar thing of the Lechem Shlomo, etc. Now, what is the idea that Korach did a mekach ra la'atzmo? What was the mekachra? Okay, he did a. Why is it called? Ki lekach tov nosati lachem. Torah si al tov zol. Torah is a. But here he did. Vayikach korach. What's a mekachra? So page 22 from the Arugas Abaisim. He says like this on page 22. Vayikach korach. Shalokach mekachra la'atzma. The Arugas Abos on page 22 in the right column with the arrow is. Shalokach mekach ra la'atzmo. Tzorach bir. Nira misiyat in Shemayim Tchila. Mifarish. Ki lechach tov nosati alochem torotzi al tazov. So what does it mean that Torah is a lechach tov? So he says like this. Yesh lefarish. Al pi mamre chazal. It's in the packet here. The Gemara in Erevin. Shtei shonim u'mechza. Mechachu beishami beishil. That beishami beishilo. Had a machloikas. In tovlo l'odom shalom nivra mishanivra. Right? Is it better that we were created or not? Ba'achshav shanivra yifaf shmeh ma'asav. Ayim b'marashot. Nimnu tarjag mitzvah. So what's the pshat? That they nimnu v'gomru, that it's better that a person should not have been born. But now that he's born, he should, you know, do tshuva. So there's a famous marsha. Literally, nimnu v'gomru means you took a vote. But the marsha says a different shot. Nimnu means they took the tayag mitzvahs, 613 mitzvahs, and they counted to see how many mitzvahs essay and how many mitzvahs los essay. Because how many opportunities are there to do good and how many opportunities to do not good? The mitzvahs essay are opportunities to do good. The mitzvahs los essay are opportunities not to do good. So they saw that there are 248 mitzvahs essay, 365 mitzvahs los essay. So you see, there are many more opportunities to do not good than good. So it's a defeating proposition being in this world. So that's how the Rasha learns. Nimnu v'gomru that Noach shalom nivra. V'yesh lefarish, continuing the last paragraph on the right, page 22. See, I've got a safe. V'achshav shenivra, but v'achshav shenivra yifashmesh b'masav. So what does that mean? So he writes here. Skip now to the left side. V'nira, the paragraph v'nira. See, I did the shrinal. Shaber matin dvar mitzvah. They call mitzvah she'oser. Any mitzvah that a person does. In other words, it's not just a private thing. You do a mitzvah, you mezake the whole world. You're not only doing something good for yourself. When you eat, so you're eating for yourself. So he says like this. He granted that there are more mitzvahs losa say in the world than mitzvahs essay. So that's why I had the Rasha explain the Gemara. Nimnu v'gomru, that they counted the 613 and they saw that it's a losing proposition, because there are more mitzvahs lo sase than there are mitzvahs esay. We call mokom kevin the kol mitzvah sha'osa, who was, but you know what? There's another part to the cheshbon, that every mitzvah you do, you mezakeh the whole world. So it means when you do a mitzvah, not only are you affected in a positive way, but all your fellow Jews are affected. So therefore, there's a connection. And when he does a mitzvah, you're affected. So, so there's a connection. So memela, the fact that I can do something that's mezakeh the whole world, that we have these abilities, so memela, we're all considered one unit. And memela, mitzvahs that you do, I can get credit for, because we're connected. And mitzvahs I do, you can, because the mitzvahs that we do affect each other. Kolze, imeinu osa mitzvahs, but kolze is only imeinu osa mitzvahs lo toel satzmo l'chud. But if a person only cares about himself, so in Echanami, Hashem says, you only care about yourself, so then your mitzvahs will only be for you. You can shuv havalei korav lehefse. So he says like this. He says, limnu v'gomru kipeir shamar shah, that there are more mitzvahs lo sase. So it's a defeating proposition. But he says, "Achshiv shenivra." Mercy, he's pashish masim. What do you mean? You have to look into your masim. What are you looking into? So he says, "Yifashiv masim she'asa." When you did good things, were you only caring about yourself, or you were caring also about the hashpah that your good things can have on other people? So he says, "So if you're caring only about yourself, so then it's a defeating proposition." Because you only have 248 opportunities to do good and 365 to do bad. But if you're mefashe v'masav and you could now mesakin your ma'asim, and memeli you have kavana not only for the toelos of atzmo, but the toelos of the greater klal, memeli shapir yeh noach lo shenivra. I don't know what kilech of tov. That's what it means, kilech of tov. Because it's a lechach tov, torosu al v'tozovu. In other words, if you're doing it l'shma, l'shem the world, and not for your own personal aggrandizement, so memela, then it's a lekach tov. So it says, page 23, Korach, the Korach is polig v'hifrid atzmo min hakal. Korach was, v'yikach Korach is polig Korach, says the Targum. He was mafrid himself from the kal. Kol ma'asha osa lo'osa elo atzmo. Nimtza da Torah ha'isa etzlo m'chidas mekach ra. But the Torah is only for yourself. It's a mekach ra, because you're limited. 365 is more than 248, and you're not being mashpia, and you're not connected with anyone else. So you're not getting credit for them. And so that's why Yikach Korach says Uglus is Pauli Korach. Korach did a mekach ra. Nimtza da Torah ha'isu etzlo m'chidas mekach ra. And that's the lekach tov. Nasati lachem, and that's the idea of this. So the two points that we mentioned here today were, number one, that Korach was Cholek al Shabbos, the Zohar HaKadosh, and the idea being that Shabbos is a Mashpia, and therefore Korach should realize that that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in such a way, that there's a Mashpia and a Mekabel. And therefore, there should be a leader, and there should be somebody who is mashpia. Then the person later on in life could be a mashpia also, but you're a makabal and then a mashpia. And Korach said, no, ki kol ha'eda kulam kedoshim. There shouldn't be a manhig in Klal Yisrael. And that's why he's cholek al Shabbos, because Shabbos is the paradigm of this concept of chemda as the, I think the Shlomo says, Shabbos is called Chemda Sayyamim.
It's not a different,
Yeah. Chemdas hayom mokor also karasa, says the, he says, Rabbi Masha Kosub Asar Marmoris. The Asar Marmoris says, the Ramami Pan of Chemdas hayom mokor kizar bori and livra olo shi yashesh yom shelo Chemdas hayom. And that's the parry. And the second idea is the idea of that Korach is lakach mechach tov mechach ra la'atzmo, because Torah is a lakach tov, because Torah has to be something, a part of the klal. When you're learning, you're teaching, you're spreading, it's a communal thing, right? Matan Torah was called Yom HaKohol, so it's a lakach tov. But Korach wanted it for himself. He's poly Korach, so the Mela, the Torah for the Yochid is a mechach ra, because there's much more opportunities for failure than for success, and that's the message of the mistake of Korach, the mistake of the mechach ra of Korach, the mistake of not understanding the need of a mashpia and a mekabel. And Rabbi Goldstein, you want to add?
Right. So I thought maybe that related to the fact that, like,
he
was
Korach.
I don't know.
Oh, Sadi Katamar Yifrach. So I'm going to say that is Osios Korach. So Rabbi Goldstein wanted to say maybe that's a remez, that Korach is Merubas, and Sadi Katamar Yifrach is Mizmor Shele on Shabbos, is Arizal, Osios Korach. So I think the Pashup Shad has said that in the end he was Masakin. That was the Tikkun. That Tzadi Katar Yibivach eventually he, but it could be the pshat is that in the beginning he, like Rabbi Goldstein said, that was his failure, not to understand what Shabbos is all about. At the end, he did, there was tshuva or whatever, so, but Tzadi Katar Yibivach, but that idea from the Arizal that Korach is Merubas and the Tzadik, the kuf of the Tzadik, Katamar, the Reish of Tamar and Yifrach and the Chest, and Sophie Osios has the Merubas of Korach. So Rabbi Goldstein is pointing out that idea may be similar, or maybe the idea that ultimately he realized that this concept that he failed to understand initially, but that the idea Kikola Eda Kulam Kedoshim is the Tauso Shel Korach Likhe Musa Ledoros. Okay, let me wish you all good Shabbos, Rav Kashan and Ari Merzov, and Avram Levin, Avi Arbisfeld, and Ezra Hess, Rabbi Levy, and Ivan Sasson, and Victor Felder, and Shmuel Boim, and Joe Miller, and Rabbi Goldstein, and Eitan Metzger. So you, Avi Arbisfeld, you had a simcha this week, Avi?
Yeah, my sister.
Your sister got married, Mazel Tov. You should all be well, and Avram Levitt, Shlita, and Yosef Katan, Ari Merzov from Florida, and Shmuel Boim, Avi Nefelder. Okay, it's all good to see you all. And okay, Bez Hashem, we'll see you. Mazel Tov.